Main Sequence remaining undefeated here in the United States after he capped off that championship season a year ago. And Rajiv with us now from Gulfstream Park. Rajiv, appreciate the time, my friend.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy to have you on board. And I know you were happy to be back on board of Main Sequence last weekend as well. That was some performance.
Yeah, that was great. And I don't get tired of hearing that call. I could hear it again if you want to play it.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I talked about this earlier in the show. I thought that your ride was outstanding because it was a ride where you knew you were on the best horse and you made your move at the exact right time. When it looked like Twilight Eclipse maybe would get away in the stretch Main Sequence, you knew you had enough horse and he came and got him.
He's just such a consistent horse, Main Sequence. And even though he's got so much talent, he shows up every day. And I got to give a lot of credit to Grand Motion and his team to have him ready every time he goes out there.
I can imagine this had to be a bit of a emotional moment for you when you climbed back aboard, because it was difficult on you after you were injured when he won at Belmont Park before the Breeders' Cup. You had to sit on the sidelines with your broken arm. Johnny V filled in. He won the Breeders' Cup turf. And now you're finally reunited with Main Sequence. Tell me about that moment getting back aboard.
Well, it was a very special moment for me, and especially to win the race aboard him. I felt like, you know, a little bit of a redemption just to get back and to win with him. But the incident that happened to me last year and being injured and everything, it's a part of the business, and that thing can happen. And I don't want to really, like, think about it all the time and feel like, you know, it made such a big difference, because I'm just trying to move forward and go from where I'm at right now.
Well, take me through that MacDermida, Rajiv, and put me in the race with you, put me in the saddle with you, and take me through. How impressive was this effort?
It was a super impressive effort, especially being at Gulfstream, where speed tends to be at an advantage and the pace wasn't really fast. And of course, Twilight Eclipse is a really, really good horse in his own right. So to give up a little bit of advantage to him and being able to overcome that and beat him shows how special Main Sequence is.
Have you been to Dubai before?
No, never been.
So what goes through your mind when you think about going now with Main Sequence?
It's just a great opportunity and definitely a dream come true. I've always wanted to go to Dubai. It's on my bucket list, if you want to call it that. And it's just to be able to go there with a horse of his caliber, to be representing the horse with like that, it's just truly amazing.
What do you remember about the first time you sat on Main Sequence, and when did you first realize this horse was special?
Well, his first race was a really special run, because in Monmouth Park that day, again, it was a very, very speed-favoring track on the grass. No one was winning from behind, and Graham told me this horse is a really good horse, and we just want to get it started the right way and give him a shot to show, you know, to finish up strong and hopefully run a good race. And he broke pretty slow, so he gave up a lot of advantage leaving the gate. For him to overcome all that adversity and win, it told me that he was a special, special horse.
Talking with jockey Rajiv Miraj here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Rajiv, a lot of times we'll hear jockeys talk about a horse being push button, where when you ask them to do something, they just do it. Is Main Sequence that type of horse?
Absolutely, push button. And the thing about him is he's got different gears. He's not one-dimensional. Like, if you get him started, you can start him, stop him. You can do different moves with him. He's very maneuverable. And I think that's one great asset to a horse.
So as a jockey, does that make your job a little bit easier? Because I know I've had riders tell me they'll have different plans throughout the race. They'll have a plan A, plan B, plan C. Having a horse like this that's so versatile, does that make it easier on you?
It definitely makes it easier. Having a horse that has the ability to adjust to different scenarios, it's like a dream to ride, because some horses are one-dimensional and you kind of got to play the hand that you're dealt. But with main sequence, it's like you get to change it up as the race progresses. So it gives me many options when I ride him.
So what are you looking forward to the most about going to Dubai?
It's a great experience to go to another side of the world and to another side of Earth, and to not only for the races, but to witness their culture and the way their way of life over there. I think it's just a great experience, and also it's a world-class day in racing. So not only as a jockey, but as a racing fan, it's a very good opportunity for me to get to see that.
You know, it's a long flight, right? It's a long flight. How are you on planes?
I'm good on a plane, and they put you in business class to go to Dubai, so it's a little more comfortable.
Yeah, Terry Finley said that he might even pay for that flight for you guys to go over there just for main sequence to be out of his hair and out of the country for a while.
Yeah, well, Twilight Eclipse, he's put in some great races. He deserves a lot of credit. He's just unfortunate to be able to have to run against main sequence, but he's a great horse in his own right.
You know, the other thing that most jockeys are doing this time of year, Rajiv, is they're working on trying to find that Derby horse, the horse that will get them to Churchill Downs on the first Saturday in May. Has that process begun for you as well?
Yes, so far, and there's some good 3-year-olds out there that I've been trying to get on, or I've had the opportunity to ride, and so far it hasn't really panned out as yet with the Derby horse, but still have a little time. I just got to take it day by day, and hopefully things fall into place. It's kind of a rebuilding for me right now, being off 4 months, so I'm just very fortunate to be where I'm at right now, to be riding main sequence and with it strong, and hopefully there's more to come.
Yeah, I have said for a long time, Rajiv, that you are one of the more underrated riders in the game today. You're among the best, and I don't think you always get the credit that you deserve. When you do have to step away from the game because of an injury like that for several months, as you did, is it difficult to get that business back, even as good as you are?
I've been fortunate to be riding for not only some of the best horsemen in the industry, but some of the more loyal people, and they've been giving me a lot of great opportunities since I've been back. So I'm very fortunate. It has been, I didn't have to start back from scratch, like getting back horses like Main Sequence and Wicked Strong and stuff. So I'm very lucky.
You know, we have a show every Tuesday night here on the network called Jock Talk, and I'll be hitting you up for an appearance on that show before too long. But we talked to jockeys about their lives and how they got started and some of the people that helped them along the way and some of their career highlights. This past Tuesday night, Sean Bridgemahan, who is also, like yourself, a native of Jamaica, he joined us for the full hour. And I asked Sean about riding in the Kentucky Derby and being the first Jamaican-born rider to ride in the Derby. And then I also mentioned to him that he was famous because he was featured in a rap song, and Rajiv, this was his reaction.
That's Rajiv Maharaj, got nothing on me.
Talk about that's right. Rajiv never been in a song before, has he?
No. He's got a ways to go before he catch up to me, I'm telling you. He hasn't had no rap song about him yet.
Sean Bridgemahan calling you out. I mean, that was completely unprovoked. And because he's in a rap song and you're not, he says you got a long way to go.
Yeah, I might have to get in a reggae song.
maybe you can come up with a reggae song. We'll do the Rajiv Maharaj reggae song.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe he called you out like that.
Yeah, that's funny. That's Sean Bridgemahan, though, in a nutshell.
He went on to talk about how good of a rider you are, though. So just so you know, he gave you your props, too.
Oh, thanks. He's helped me a lot along the way, Sean.
Rajiv Maharaj here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Rajiv, I know it's a busy morning for you. We'll let you go. I'll look forward to seeing you when I get down to Florida, and safe travels over to Dubai if I don't catch up with you beforehand.
Thank you, and hopefully you're going to want to have a big interview with me after Dubai.